我们今天有年轻人要回到主日学当中吗？啊，好，感谢神，我们在这个主日清晨，我们再一次来思想神的话语。
Praise the Lord in the Sunday morning. Let's continue to study the Word of God.
啊，我们请弟兄姊妹起立，我们一起来读一处圣经的经文。
Let's read a scripture from the Bible.
好，我们看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来读约翰福音十四章六节。
John 14:6.
约翰福音十四章六节起，耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Oh Heavenly Father, we praise you, we thank you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督道成肉身来到世界上。
Thank you for giving us your only beloved Son, Lord Jesus Christ, to what become flesh and come to the world.
来寻找，来拯救我们这些本是注定沉沦灭亡的罪人。
And to seek and save us who were sinners, were destined to death.
感谢主耶稣基督在十字架上担负我们的罪，在十字架上把他自己当作赎罪祭献上。
And thank our Lord Jesus Christ and bore our sins on the cross and sacrificed him as a sin offering for us.
感谢主耶稣在十字架上流出他的宝血，让我们这一切信靠耶稣的人，我们罪得洁净，罪得赦免。
Thank our Lord Jesus shed his blood on the cross so that we who trust in the Lord Jesus, our sins are forgiven.
主耶稣受死埋葬，第三天从死里复活，让我们这一切信靠耶稣的人，我们也得着永远的生命。
Our Lord Jesus died and was buried and raised up to life on the third day, so that we who trust in him have eternal life.
感谢圣灵将神的话语，刻在我们的心板上面。
Thank our Holy Spirit carve the Word of God on our hearts.
主耶稣基督是唯一的道路，唯一的真理，唯一的生命。
Lord Jesus Christ, the only way, the only truth, and the only life.
让我们每一个人，我们借着主耶稣基督，能够与天父上帝和好，能够成为神的儿女。
It's every one of us through Jesus Christ, we can be reconciled with God.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，弟兄姊妹，请坐。
Please be seated.
奥古斯丁说过，上帝啊，你为你自己创造我们，并让我们的心无处安歇，直到我们安歇在你里面。
Augustine said that you have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you.
人只有与上帝和好，人的心灵才能得到真正的喜乐平安，真正的安息。
Only when we are reconciled with God and we can have true peace and joy in our hearts.
主耶稣基督告诉我们，那我们怎样才能与天父上帝和好呢？只能靠着耶稣基督，他是唯一的道路，唯一的真理，唯一的生命。
And Lord Jesus Christ told us how we can be reconciled with God and through Jesus Christ because he is the only way and the truth and the life.
使徒行传四章十二节圣经这样说，除他以外别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名我们可以靠得得救。
Acts 4:12 says, nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved.
主耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
And Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
那么这里的道路真理生命，它是指唯一的所以前面会有一个定冠词在那里。
And the way, the truth, and the life is the only way and the truth and the life. So we have the before those
在我们上一次主日信息当中，我们思想了耶稣这样一条道路是怎样的一条道路，到底要把我们从哪里带到哪里。
And in our last sermon we talk about what kind of way is Jesus and where it will lead us.
那么我们今天来思想， 耶稣是真理，那这个真理到底意味着什么，或者说对我们来说到底意味着什么。
Today we'll talk about that Jesus is the truth, and we'll talk about what it means to us that Jesus is the truth.
真理啊 ，the truth 就是真实的，就是真的，它是真的，它不是假的。
Truth means that it's real, it's true, and it's not fake or false.
啊，我们今天知道，今天这个世界是充满谎言的世界，很多东西都是假的。
We know that today's world is full of lies and many things are fake and false.
前段时间我看到有一个电视真人秀的节目。
Recently, I saw a TV reality show.
那么就是有一个年轻人啊，他是个富二代，他从小啊就练习功夫，然后他觉得自己非常厉害。
And a young man from a wealthy family, and he practiced kung fu from childhood, and he think that he was very good.
所以在他那个城市啊，打遍全城无对手，因为他父亲很有钱，在当地那是有钱有势。
And in his city, that he can beat anybody in that city because his father was very wealthy and powerful in that place.
然后后来他参加这个电视真人秀节目呢，他就去到另外一个地方，这个上拳台跟人家打拳击比赛。
And he want to participate in this TV reality show, and he went to another place and went up to the boxing ring and to fight with another participant.
就是他刚来到那个地方，哇，大家都吓死了，就是哎呦，他是太厉害，太厉害了，因为他名声在外，就是他非常厉害的。
When he first went there, and everybody was kind of afraid of him because he was had a great fame in his place, and thought he was very good.
然后他自己当然也是这样了。他说：“哎呀，我不用带护具这些东西，这都是业余的。”
And he himself thought that he was very good. He said he didn't need any protection, and that because he was professional.
然后结果真的上了拳台呢，几分钟。他就被一个只训练了三个月的一个拳击业余的爱好者就打败了。
And only a few minutes after he went up to the boxing ring, and he was defeated by another boxing enthusiast who was trained for just 3 months.
当然，这个结果让所有人都很震惊了。
And this result astonished everyone.
当然也包括这个年轻的富二代，也他也很震惊了。
And including this young man, from this wealthy family, and he was surprised too.
他说：“哎呀，我那么多年，人家都告诉我我是拳王啊，我在我那里那打遍所有拳馆呐、啊，这个武师没对手的。”
For so many years, everybody and has called me that I am a boxer king, and I can defeat anybody, and I've no one that who can beat me.
他怎么今天是这样呢
？And how was the result today?
到底是对于这个年轻人来说，什么是真的，什么是假的呢
？For this young man, what is real and what is false?
或者换句话说，他更喜欢活在谎言当中，还是他真的喜欢活在一个真实当中呢？
In other words, is he willing to live in a world full of lies or in a real world?
耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。”耶稣是真理，耶稣讲的话是真的，耶稣不撒谎，不说谎言的。
Jesus said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life." And the truth, all Jesus talked about was truth, and he never lies.
所以，当耶稣说他就是真理的时候，其实我们要问我们自己一个问题。我们真的就愿意接受真理吗
？When Jesus said that He is the truth, and we should ask ourselves a question: Are we willing to accept the truth?
有一次我听到一个姊妹说，就她现在发现呐，现在你去买裤子啊，那个裤子的这个尺码呀，它比真实的尺码，它都要标小一点。
And recently, I heard from a sister. She said that if you nowadays, if you go to buy a pair of pants, and the real size of the pant is the size number is smaller than before.
我就不懂，我说为什么要这样呢？
I don't understand. I said, why?
他说这样你穿上去，你就觉得，哎呀，我的腰还是很苗条啊，因为它事实上这个尺码，它比真实的尺码它比较小一点。
She explained that in this way, and you will feel that you are slimmer, and because the size actually, the number is smaller than the actual size.
然后我说这样有什么意义呢？这个东西有什么意义呢？他说：“哎，但是你这样做就卖得好啊，人们喜欢买啊。”
I wonder what's the meaning of this thing, and she said that yeah, it will sell, good, in this way that people like to buy.
所以人家一看，哎呀，我的腰还是24尺，哦，对不起，24寸，还是24寸啊。那事实上已经28了，但是你看我穿这个裤子，哎，他告诉我是24寸。
And people will feel that, see, my waist is 24 inches. Actually, already 28 inches, but it makes me feel good.
所以还是那个问题，我们是愿意活在一个谎言当中，还是愿意活在一个真实当中？
So is that question again, that are we willing to live in a world full of lies, or are we willing to live in a real world?
今天很多人都说，哎呀，我追求真理，我追求真理，我相信真理。那试问他，你真的跟你讲真话，你愿意听吗？
Today a lot of people say that they are seeking the truth, and they are willing to believe in the truth, but if you ask him this question, are you really willing to listen to the truth and accept it?
几年前我有一次做了一次非常简单的体检，就是测一下我的血压呀、心跳、体重这些啊。
Several years ago, I had a very simple physical examination, just had my blood pressure and heartbeat and waist checked.
然后那个医生就告诉我，哎呀，他说你这个指标太好了，这个简直是就像课本上那种指标，太好了，你身体太好了。
And my doctor told me that the indicators of your bodies are so good, so healthy, and it's like a textbook standard.
然后听了这个消息以后，哇，那我就想吃什么就吃什么。那接下来那一两年的时间，哇，那想吃什么就吃什么，不用担心呐，我身体很好啊。
And hearing this, and I just at whatever I want in those 2 years, and because I think that I'm very healthy.
啊，然后到又过了好像两年吧，就真正我去做那个正式的体检，就是要抽血的那种。后来一抽出来，那个一检查那个血液的指标非常非常的糟糕，很可怕的指标。
And about 2 years later, and I had my real physical examination, which my blood was drawn for the test, and I found out that my blood indicators are really bad.
所以我当然不能说我第一次的那个体检医生他骗我，他真的没有骗我，只是他那个数据，他做的项目就是非常非常简单的。
I cannot see that the first doctor was deceiving me, because I had just a very simple examination, and those indicators are very basic and simple.
耶稣他是真理，耶稣讲的话是真理，但是问题是我们真的愿意听吗？
And Jesus is the truth, and what he said is true, but are we willing to listen to the truth?
所以我们的始祖亚当夏娃他们就不愿意听真理，不愿意听真话。
And our ancestors and Adam and Eve, they were not willing to listen to the truth.
他们愿意听假话。
They liked to listen to the lies.
所以这个蛇来诱惑夏娃的就是说，哎，上帝说你们吃这个分别善恶树上的果子，吃的日子必定死。那蛇就说，我告诉你啊，不一定死，哎，不一定死。
And so the snake came to tempt them, and they said, God said that if you eat the fruit from the tree of the good and evil, and you will surely die, but I tell you, you may not surely die.
所以魔鬼说的就是谎言呢，上帝说吃的日子必定死，魔鬼就说的是谎言，魔鬼说不一定死，这是谎言呢。
And that's a lie from Satan, and when God says that you will surely die when you eat that fruit, but Satan, the devil, said you may not die.
所以一个是神说的话，一个是魔鬼说的话，一个是真话，一个是 真实的，一个是真理，一个是谎言。结果夏娃选了哪一个呢？
And one is the truth from God and the true word from God, and the other is the lies from the Satan. But what, which one did Eve choose?
他选择了谎言。
He chose the lies.
那他觉得，哎呀，谎言让我很舒服。
Because those lies made her comfortable.
结果他吃的日子，他跟亚当吃的日子，确实就死了。虽然在身体上看，没有僵硬啊，呼吸没有停止，但是他们真实的生命已经结束了。
And the day they ate the fruit from that tree, they already died. And even though their heartbeat didn't stop and their body didn't start to stiffen, they are already died.
雅各书一章十五节，私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来；罪既长成，就生出死来。
James 1:15 says that when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it's full grown, brings forth death.
亚当夏娃那个时候，当他们把那个神不让他们吃的果子吃到肚子里去，罪就长成了。
And Adam and Eve, when they ate the fruit that God didn't allow them to eat, and their sin is full grown.
他们骄傲的罪，他们悖逆的罪，他们不相信神的罪，在那个时候就完全长成，就生出死来。
And their sin of arrogance and pride, and their disobedience, and their sin of not trusting in God is full grown and brings forth death.
就他们就与上帝就隔绝，与生命的源头就隔绝，他们事实上就已经没有了真实的生命。
And they were separated from God, and they were separated from the source of life, and they did not have the real life in them.
就像你把一朵花从地上摘下来，插到你的花瓶里，这个花还能开一段时间，但事实上它已经死了。
Just like you pick a flower and put it in a vase, and for a short period of time, it's still in bloom, but already the flower is dead.
所以它保持在那个状态一分钟。或者一天有什么区别呢？这是一朵死花，死了。
So what's the difference in it's in that condition for 1 minute or 1 day, and it's already dead?
今天事实上，我们世人也是这样的光景。若不是我们可以信靠主耶稣基督，生命得拯救。其实圣经告诉我们，我们所有人都已经死在罪中了。
It's what we are today. If we do not trust in the Lord Jesus, our sins are forgiven, and every one of us are dead.
已经死在罪中了，在罪中的人，上帝看，这就是死了，已经死了。
And we have died in our sins, and in God's eyes, we are dead person.
其实这有时候这个其实是很简单的道理哦。我不知道大家当然是。不打游戏啊，不玩游戏什么的啊。我以前玩游戏的时候，特别是那种打枪啊那种游戏，就是我打中敌人一枪，然后他还没有死，但是我不会再浪费子弹在他身上了，我去找另外一个敌人。
And that is very simple. I believe that you do not play games. And before I played some games, and one of those shooting games, and if I shoot someone, and I will not waste my bullets on him again, and I'll find another object.
因为他那个游戏设计啊，你打他一枪，他那个血就叮叮叮叮一点流一点流，不管他一定会死的。
And the design of that game is that if you shoot him, and his blood will drop little by little, and if you leave him aside and he will die eventually.
对我来说没区别啊，死了，他已经死了。
And so for me, it's no difference. He's already died.
所以对于神来说，人犯罪的那一刻，亚当夏娃犯罪那一刻，没区别啊，就死了呀。
So in God's eyes, the moment that Adam and Eve sinned, then they are already dead.
所以耶稣基督，上帝差他独生爱子来到这个世界上。是救罪人，也是救死人，救那些已经死在罪恶当中的人。
So God sent His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to the world to save the sinners and also those dead person, because those person who are in sin are already dead.
所以耶稣他把真理带到这个世界上来，他讲真话，但是圣经 却告诉我们光照在黑暗里，黑暗不接受光。
So Jesus brought truth to the world, and he was telling the truth. But like the Bible says, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it.
活在谎言里更舒服。
It's more comfortable to live in lies.
啊，去买那种尺码故意标小的衣服啊，我心里更开心。
And you feel happy to buy those pants which size are marked deliberately lower.
我巴不得所有人都跟我说谎话，哎，我还觉得高兴。我恨不得自己都要跟自己说谎话，让自己高兴一点。
I'd rather everybody tell lies to me, and I feel happy, and I even want to tell lies to myself.
所以这事实，这就是今天世人的光景。这不是今天世人的光景，这就是整个人类历史的光景。不愿意活在真理当中，不愿意听真话。所以，耶稣这真光来到世界上，来到这个黑暗的世界，黑暗却不接受这个光。
And that's what we are today. That's the condition of the human history, and they would not listen to the truth, and they do not like to listen to the truth, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it.
那我们就会说，那我们就是听谎言，那我们还难道就不能就听谎言，最后还能认识神与天父上帝和好吗？
And we wonder.Even though we listen to those lies, and do we have opportunities to be reconciled with God and be saved?
不可以的，谎言永远不会把人带到上帝那里去。
It's not possible, and lies will never lead you to God.
因为上帝是诚信真实的。
Because God is true and faithful.
所以上帝怎么可能活在谎言当中呢？
So how can God live in lies?
所以我们怎么可能？我们在谎言当中来认识神是不可能，因为上帝不会在谎言当中，上帝是真理，上帝是诚信真实的。
How can we know God in lies? Because God is true and faithful, and he cannot live in lies.
所以耶稣基督一定要告诉我们真理，因为只有真理才能把我们带到真实的上帝那里去。
And Jesus Christ told us the truth, because only the truth can lead us to the true God.
谎言不会。
And lies will not.
所以这个世界上有很多其他的宗教信仰都是谎言，他们把我们带到各样的假神和偶像那里，但是绝对不会把我们带到真实的上帝那里。
And there are many other religions in this world which are all lies, and it will bring us to those false gods and idols, but it will never bring us to God.
所以这就是耶稣说，他是唯一的道路，唯一的真理，唯一的生命。
So that's why Jesus said he is the only way, and he is the only truth, and he is the only life.
那我们当然要问一个问题，那到底什么是真，什么是假？
And we'll ask a question, what is real and what is false?
当我们来思想真假的时候啊，我们一定要有这个时间的概念。
When we think about the truth and true and false, and we have to think about the time.
有些人就攻击这个基督徒的信心，就是你们的信心呐，就是把假的当作真的，这就是你们所谓的信心。
Some people are attacking or accusing the Christian faith, and they said, "You Christians, just take those false as true. That's your faith."
那到底是基督徒在把假的当作真的，还是不信上帝的外邦人在把假的当作真的？那到底什么是真的，什么是假的？
But actually, are Christians take the false as true, or those who don't believe in God take the false as true? And what is true and what is false?
所以当我们来思想这个什么是真什么是假的时候，我们一定要知道一件事情。打个比方，我们在梦中经历的一切，你说它是真的还是假的？
And when we think about what is true and what is false, and let's take an illustration, and what you experience in your dream, is that true or false?
假的，对不对？
And they are false,
这都不用想，对不对？肯定是假的呀。
Definitely they are false.
梦里经历的这当然是假的呀。
What you experienced in your dreams are fake and are false.
为什么说它假？因为你会醒呢。
And because you will wake up.
梦它短暂呢。
Dreams are short.
一定会结束啊。
And it will end.
那最终你会醒过来啊。
And in the end, you will wake up.
所以我们就说，梦是虚幻的，梦是短暂的，梦是虚空的，它不真实。它会醒，它会结束。
So the dreams are the fantasies, and they are short, and they are not real, and you will wake up from your dreams.
啊，我们今天说这个电影，啊，好莱坞的电影是假的，不会说它是真的，对不对？
Today we will see those Hollywood movies. They are fake. And they are not real.
因为你看一场电影，你不可能永远活在电影里啊。电影会结束的。
If you go to watch a movie, and you will never live in that movie, and it will end.
啊，我记得我有一次哈，我去看一个好莱坞电影，好多好多年前，我读大学的时候，我一个人跑到电影院里面去看。
I remember that many years ago when I was in college and I went along to the theater to watch a Hollywood movie.
爱情电影，我一个人去看。
I went along to watch that romantic love story, love movie.
哎呀，电影结束了之后，我坐那里不想走啊。
And after the movie, I sit there. I didn't want to leave.
偷偷掉眼泪，怕被别人看到。
And I shed my tears, and I secretly was afraid that other people will notice.
我能不能一直留在电影里呢？不会啊。
But can I remain in that movie? No.
假的。
Because it's fake.
假的。你今天看再多超级英雄的电影，你也不会是超级英雄。
No matter how many superhero movies you watch today, you will never become a superhero.
因为那是短暂的，它一定会结束的。
Because
它是虚幻的，不真实。
Because it's short and temporary, it's a fantasy, and it will end. It's not real.
所以我们来想，到底什么是假，什么是真？知不知道？其实一切短暂的、无法持续的，都是虚幻、虚空、不真实的。
And so, what is real and what is true and what is false, and all those short and temporary, all those fantasies and the illusories are fake and false.
就像一场梦，就像一个电影，它不真实。它会结束的。
Just like a dream and a movie, and it will end. It is not real.
无论它给你多么好的感觉，哎呀，让你多么的舒服，但是它不真实，它会结束。
No matter how comfortable it will make you feel, and it will end. It is not real.
耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。”所以耶稣所传讲的教训，都不是。仅仅关注在那些短暂的事情上面，或者是一定会结束的这些事物上面，不是的。耶稣是传讲永恒不变的真理，所以这才叫真理。
And Jesus said, "I'm the way and the truth and the life." And what all those Jesus teachings were not about those short and temporary, and those things will end. And his teachings were all about eternal and never changing truth.
所以耶稣说：“不要为自己积攒财宝在地上，要积攒财宝在天上。”
So Jesus said, "Do not lay up for yourself treasures on earth, but you should store treasures in heaven."
接下来耶稣说：“因为这地上有虫子咬，能锈坏，有贼挖窟窿来偷。其实很简单，这是短暂的，它有一天会不见的。”
And Jesus said, "On the earth, and moths rust, destroy, and the thieves break in and steal, because those things on the earth are short and temporary."
那些积攒财宝在天上，那才是真的，那是真的财宝。为什么说它是真的呢？它不会失去。
And you should lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, and it's real treasure, because it will not pass away.
我们在今天早上成人主日学当中，我们来看到彼得后书就讲到。到主耶稣再来审判全地的时候，一切有形质的都会被消化毁灭。
And in Sunday school this morning, and in Second Peter, we talk about, and when Lord Jesus Christ comes to judge the world, and all the elements on the earth will dissolve.
就是这地上的东西，哇，我们看得好真实啊！哎呀，这个金银财宝这些东西实实在在的呀。那有一天，砰，全没了。 你就像梦一样。
And today we saw those things on the earth. We see them as real, those gold and the treasures. But one day it will disappear.
所以你看耶稣的教训，为什么说耶稣他是传讲真理呢？他的教训都关注在那些不变的事情上面，他不是关注在那些短暂的、有限的或结束的那些事物上面。
And look at the Jesus teachings and why we see that Jesus teachings was truth because he focuses on those things that are unchanging, not those short and temporary and limited things.
所以有很多人有一次要来跟从耶稣，耶稣就离开他们。耶稣说：“你们只不过是为了吃饼得饱。”
Once people follow Jesus and want to be with him, and Jesus said that you came to follow me just you want to eat the loaves and get filled.
所以耶稣接下来就说：“不要为那必坏的食物劳力，就是那些东西，它一定会坏的。”
And Jesus continued to say that do not labor for the food which will perish, because those things will perish one day.
要为那存到永生的食物劳力。
But you should labor for the food.Which endures to everlasting life.
所以耶稣的教训永远就是引导人去积攒财宝在天上，引导人去抓住那些真实的东西。什么是真实的东西呢？不变的，永恒的。
So Jesus' teachings, he will always lead us to lay up treasure for in heaven and to seek those things are unchanging, those real things.
所以耶稣说我是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
And Jesus said that I'm the bread of life, who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst.
耶稣对那个撒玛利亚打水的那个妇人说，就是你喝这水啊，就这个地上的水或者这个地上井里的水，你还是会渴的。
Jesus said to the Samaritan woman who draws water, and who said, and "Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again."
耶稣说，你喝我给你的水，永远不渴。
But Jesus said, "Whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst."
什么是最好的食物
？And what's the best food?
能够真的让你吃饱，什么是最好的饮料水呢？让你不渴，这才是食物，这才是水。
The best food will make you feel really satisfied, and the real drink is that make you never feel thirsty.
但是这个地上的食物，地上的水，它只能满足你暂时的饱足，或者解决你暂时的饥渴。但是你过一下，你又饿了，你又渴了。所以从这个意义上来看，它没有真实的完成它。食物或者水的这个任务，它不是真实的食物和水，因为你还会饿，还会渴。
And the earthly food and earthly drinks and will just solve your temporary need and for a short period of time, and you will still feel hungry and thirsty again later. And so those earthly food and drinks are not real food. It cannot solve your problem forever.
所以耶稣说，我给你真实的食物，就真的能让你饱，不再饿；给你真实的水，真的能让你解渴，不再渴。
And Jesus said, I will give you the real food that you will not be hungry anymore, and I will give you the real drinks and you will never feel thirsty anymore.
所以当耶稣说，有八种人是有福的，耶稣讲的最多就是天国，天国。
And when Jesus was talking about those blessed man, blessed person, then he talks most about the kingdom of heaven.
虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven.
地上的国都会过去的，地上再强大的国，再富足的国，它都会有兴衰，甚至有消亡。但是天国不会，神的国不会。
The earthly kingdoms will pass away one day, no matter how strong and how wealthy it is, it will rise and down, and earthly kingdoms will pass away, but heaven, the kingdom of heaven will never pass away.
然后为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们。
Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for there is the kingdom of heaven.
然后 那些因为耶稣的名啊，在这个世界上受逼迫，他们天上的赏赐是大的，不是说地上的赏赐是大。
Those who were persecuted on the earth, and their heavenly reward is great, not an earthly reward.
所以耶稣对他的门徒说：“你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。”
And Jesus said to his disciples that not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me.
那耶稣就接下来就说：“他说我到天父那里为你们预备地方，有一天我还回来还接你们去天父的家，不是地上的家。”
Jesus continued to say that if I go and prepare a place for you and come again to receive you to myself, to the house of the heavenly Father, not the earthly home.
那么当耶稣从死里复活之后，他又向他的门徒显现40天之久，讲神国的事。
And after Jesus was resurrected from death, and he presented himself to the disciples for 40 years and talking about the 40 days talking about the kingdom of God.
所以我们看耶稣说他只有他那里有真实的真理，或者唯一的真理。耶稣讲的话是真的，为什么说他是真的？关注到不变的永恒。
And Jesus said only he has the truth, and why his truth is real is true because he is focusing on those unchanging things.
所以这就是我们来信靠主耶稣基督，所以这就是彼得说的那句话，在你那里有永生之道，我们还跟从谁呢？我们是求永生之道，我们到耶稣这里来。
And that's why we believe in Lord Jesus Christ. And like Peter said, in you there's a word of eternity. And who else shall we follow? You have the word of eternity.
今天有很多其他的宗教信仰，啊，都给人这样的一个，都给人提供这样的一个地方，就是人到他那里去追求地上的好处。
There are many religions in this world which provide a place for the people to go for the earthly gains.
其实这地上这一切东西都是短暂的、虚空的，有一会又不见的。
But those earthly things are all temporary and short, and one day they will disappear.
耶稣不是这样。
But Jesus is not like that.
但是人们呢，圣经说。就是听到耶稣讲论呢，很多时候人们感到愤怒，甚至厌弃他，厌弃耶稣。
But the Bible tells us that when people heard Jesus' teachings, they hated him and they rejected him.
啊，就像我们刚才看到耶稣说他是生命的粮，啊，就是到他这里来永远不饿，永远不渴。耶稣讲这个话，是不是有很多人就一直跟着他呢？不是的，人们听这样的话，人们走了。
Just like the Jesus said, I'm the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry and thirsty. And when people heard such words, will people follow him or they left? Most of them left.
因为耶稣前面说，你们不要为地上的食物劳力，那人们就不喜欢听这样的话。
Because Jesus said that I do not labor for the earthly food, and the people did not like to listen to such words.
当耶稣说人不可以又侍奉神又侍奉金钱的时候，法利赛人就嘲笑耶稣。
And when Jesus said you cannot serve God and mammon, and those Pharisees mocked at him.
那个意思很清楚，哎呀，又在骗人，又在骗人，有谁不爱钱呢
？And they were thinking that you are deceiving us. Who doesn't love money?
啊，我就曾经遇到这样的一个很有意思的事情，就有人就问我，哎呀，哎，你在美国牧师，不是，你在美国当牧师，老实讲，哎，收入蛮好的吧
？I had such an experience. Some people asked me that you are pastor in the U.S. Maybe you have a very good income.
然后我说，哎呀，我说感谢神，神供应我很丰富啊，借着教会弟兄姊妹。
And I said, praise the Lord, God provides me sufficiently through the brothers and sisters in the church.
啊，然后那个对方就说，哎，我就知道你一定是还赚蛮多钱的。
And he said, I know that you will have a good income.
啊，如果他对钱的定义就是指地上的金钱的话，事实上，然后这个完全是两个概念了。他说的跟我说的。
And if his definition of money or the wealth is the, just the earthly money, then what he thinks about and what I'm thinking about is totally different.
所以有些人，这个法利赛人，因为他们贪爱金钱，他们就说，耶稣，哎呀，你又在说假话，你又在骗人，谁不爱钱呢？谁不想侍奉钱呢？
So when the Pharisees heard Jesus' teachings and they thought that Jesus was deceiving everybody because who doesn't love money?
有赚钱的机会，谁不去呢？
If there is an opportunity to earn money, who will not go?
但是事实上，不是耶稣在说假话，是这些法利赛人，因为他们自己贪爱金钱，他们看不到真相。
It's not Jesus who was telling the lies, and it's the Pharisees because they love money that they could not see the truth.
这个世界上不爱钱的人太多太多了。
And there were so many people who doesn't love money.
这个世界上不为金钱的缘故来信靠耶稣、来服侍神的基督徒太多太多了。
There are many many Christians who do not trust in God for money.
这个世界上撇下一切跟从主的人有很多很多。
And there are many people in this world who follow Jesus and who give up all their possessions to follow Jesus.
但是这一切人，那些贪爱钱财的人是永远看不到的。他想象全世界都跟他一样。
But those who love money, they cannot see the truth. They thought that everybody is like him.
那么当耶稣在传讲复活的真理的时候，人们又来攻击他，人们 不相信，不接受耶稣所说的。
And when Jesus was talking about the truth of a resurrection, and people came to accuse him and attack him.
这段经文是记载在马太福音22:23-33，我给大家读一下，大家可以看到屏幕上的经文。
It's recorded in Matthew 22:23-33, and I'll read the scriptures, and you just follow the screen.
马太福音22:23，撒都该人常说没有复活的事。那天他们来问耶稣说：“夫子，摩西说，人若死了没有孩子，他兄弟当娶他的妻，为哥哥生子立后。从前在我们这里有弟兄七人，第一个娶了妻死了，没有孩子，撇下妻子给兄弟；第二、第三，直到第七个都是如此。”末后妇人也死了，这样当复活的时候，他是七个人中哪一个的妻子呢？因为他们都娶过他。耶稣回答说，你们错了，因为不明白圣经，也不晓得神的大能。当复活的时候，人也不娶也不嫁，乃像天上的使者一样。论到死人复活，神在经上向你们所说的，你们没有念过吗？他说，我是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。神不是死人的神，乃是活人的神。众人听见这话，就稀奇他的教训。那么耶稣传讲复活的真理。
Jesus was talking about the truth about resurrection.
人们不相信，人们不接受。
And people did not believe him and did not comprehend.
那么，我在这里不好意思，我打岔一下，就是我们聚会的时候，我们希望所有弟兄姊妹所有朋友还是戴上口罩。如果你不方便戴口罩的话，可以暂时回避一下也可以啊。那可以暂时回避一下也可以啊。我们尊重我们所有在座的弟兄姊妹。好，我们会看见哈，这些人。他不相信复活，他们绞尽脑汁，他就是捏造一个很荒唐的事情来攻击耶稣，来否定耶稣。
We can see that those people do not believe in resurrection, so they use their brains to make up a very ridiculous story to accuse Jesus.
他们在这里不是攻击这个婚姻的制度啊，他是攻击耶稣所说的复活的真理。
And they were not attacking the system of marriage, and they were attacking the truth of resurrection that Jesus talked about.
但是我们会有时候会问，那人为什么不喜欢复活的真理呢
？And we wonder that why people don't like the truth about the resurrection.
有谁不喜欢复活呢
who doesn't like being resurrected?
其实很多人都是这样。我不要复活，我要积攒财宝在地上，我要在今生尽情的享受享乐，我不管以后的事情。
And some people will say that I don't care about being resurrected. I will just lay up treasures on the earth and I will enjoy. I don't care about things after.
哦，这个世界上很多的享受，很多的享乐，我还没有去享受够，我还没有去经历它。哦，我不管明天，我不管以后有没有永生，我不管，我今生我要享受这个世界上的污秽和最终之乐，所以我不要管什么复活不复活。我就要爱世界，我就要积攒财宝在地上。
They will say that I didn't have enough of the pleasures and joy of this world, and I don't care about things after. I don't care about whether I'm being resurrected, and I just want to enjoy all those filthy things and all those pleasures in sin.
因为复活不仅仅意味着复活，圣经说什么？按着定命，人人都有一死，死后怎么样？受审判，你圣经说复活，义人要复活，恶人也要复活，都要面对审判。
Because resurrection is not just about the resurrection; it's talking about death. And the Bible said that everyone will die and face the final judgment. And when people are resurrected, and the righteous will be resurrected, and the wicked will be resurrected to face the final judgment.
是爱世界的人，他讨厌复活的真理，讨厌什么永生的真理，他讨厌这些，因为他爱地上的世界。
Those who love the world hate those truths about the resurrection and the eternity, and because they love the world, they don't like those kind of teachings about eternity.
而且更重要的是，在耶稣讲复活的真理，在这之前，耶稣已经三次告诉门徒说，他会。到耶路撒冷受死，死第三天他会复活。
And before Jesus talked about the truth about resurrection, and he has for three times told the disciples, and he will go to Jerusalem and die there, and on the third day he will raise up to life.
所以这些人就攻击复活的真理，他就说没有复活的事，哪有什么复活的事啊？也就是说，耶稣你也不会复活，你骗我们的，因为没有复活的事。
So those people were attacking the truth about resurrection, and they were saying that Jesus, you are cheating us again because there is no resurrection, and you will not be resurrected.
所以他们攻击的是主耶稣基督要传的福音，最最重要的就是耶稣的死与复活。
And so they were actually attacking the gospel that Jesus talked about. That the most important thing about the gospel is Jesus.Death and the resurrection.
如果耶稣仅仅死在十字架上，我们这些信耶稣的人依然没有盼望。
If Jesus just died on the cross, and those who we believe in Jesus Christ, we still do not have hope.
因为耶稣第三天从死里复活了，所以我们这些信靠耶稣的人，我们就有永生的盼望。
But Jesus was resurrected on the third day, and We who trust in the Lord Jesus, we have eternal hope.
所以使徒保罗说，我们这些人，也就信耶稣的人，如果我们只在今生有指望，那我们比世人更可怜呐。
And the Apostle Paul said, if we who believe in Jesus, we have only hope in this world, in the present world, and we are more pitiful than the world.
但是使徒保罗接着说，不是这样的。因为耶稣复活了，所以我们也会复活，我们就不是只在今生有指望了，我们有永恒的、永远的盼望、永远的生命。
And Apostle Paul continued to say, and it's not like that, because we believe in Lord Jesus Christ, and He was resurrected, and we will be resurrected one day.
所以当这些人攻击没有复活的事的时候，他们是在攻击主耶稣基督所传讲的真理。
So those people, when they were accusing attacking the truth about resurrection that Jesus talked about, actually they were attacking the truth that Jesus talked about.
耶稣说他是唯一的道路，唯一的真理，唯一的生命，人只有借着他才能到父那里去。
And Jesus said that He is the only way and the only truth and the only life, and only through Him that man can come to God.
所以耶稣是真理，现在的问题是我们是愿意活在谎言里还是愿意活在真理里。
Jesus is the truth. The question, the problem is whether we are willing to live in lies or live in truth.
今天很多人愿意活在谎言里。
Today many people likes to live in lies.
活在谎言里，哎呀，让我很舒服啊。
It makes them feel comfortable.
我不要听真话，我不要看到真相，那让我很痛苦。
They do not want to listen to the truth and the real world.
但是问题是我们如果一直活在谎言里，我们永远无法认识真实的上帝，因为上帝是诚信真实的。
But if we continue to live in lies, and we'll never be able to know God, because God is true and faithful.
什么是真理，什么是真实呢？它一定是不变的东西，一切短暂的，会改变的，它最终就是虚空虚幻。
AndWhat is truth? Truth is never changing. All those short and temporary and will change are just fantasies and false.
我们来看诗篇七十三篇。这篇诗呢还比较长，所以大家看到屏幕上的经文，我给大家来读。
Let's look at Psalm 73. It's a long passage, so I will just read it and you follow through.
大家不用跟着我来读哈，我就来读，你们就看着屏幕上的经文就好了。
Just read the scriptures.
诗篇七十三篇，神实在恩待以色列那些清心的人。至于我，我的脚几乎失散，我的脚险些滑跌。我见恶人和狂傲人想平安，就心怀不平。他们死的时候没有疼痛，他们的力量却也壮实。他们不向别人受苦，也不向别人遭灾，所以骄傲如链子戴在他们的项上，强暴像衣裳遮住他们的身体。他们的眼睛因体胖而突出，他们所得的过于心里所想的。他们讥笑人，凭恶意说欺压人的话，他们说话自高，他们的口亵渎上天，他们的舌毁谤全地。所以神的百姓归到这里，喝尽了满杯的苦水。他们说，神怎能晓得，至高者岂有知识呢？看哪，这就是恶人，他们既是常享安逸，财宝便加增。前面这十二节就描绘了那些抵挡神的人，不信靠神的人，他们在这个世界上过得是多么的好啊。
And the first 12 verses describes those wicked person, those people who were against God, how good life they lead in this world.
他们想平安。
They have peace.
然后你看，死的时候没有痛苦，而且身体都很强壮，很健康的。
And they die with no struggles, and their bodies were healthy and strong.
当然他们还很有钱呐，这个吃得好，穿得好，都是这个金链子戴在身上啊。
And of course they were very wealthy, and they had good clothes and all those necklaces.
然后甚至说他们所得的过于心里所想。
And even here it says they have more than their heart could wish.
我们一看到这句话哈，如果不看上下文，我们往往觉得，哎呀，这是基督徒写给基督徒的，哎，上帝给我们的恩典过于我们所想的。
If we do not look at the context, then we think that these words are to describe the Christians, that God's blessings are more than our heart could wish.
但不是啊，是这些作恶的人。
But it's not. It was.Used to describe those wicked person.
然后那些信靠神的人，包括这个诗篇的作者，他说：“哎呀，我们太痛苦了，我们喝尽了苦水，我们突然洁净了心，突然洗手，表明无辜了。”
But those who trust in God, including the author of the psalm, said that surely in vain have I kept my heart pure, and in vain have I washed my hands in innocence.
然后接下来这个诗人就说，我是多么多么的痛苦啊，我看到这样的事情。
And the author of the psalm continued to say how sorrowful he was when he saw those things.
然后最后十七节是一个转折，等我进了神的圣所，思想他们的结局。
And there was a turning point in verse 17 that you entered the sanctuary of God and I understood the final destiny.
好，十八节，我接下来给大家来读哈。
And read from verse 18.
大家就可以看到屏幕上的经文。
Just follow the screen.
你实在把他们安在滑地，使他们掉在沉沦之中。他们转眼之间成了何等的荒凉，他们被惊恐灭尽了。人睡醒了怎样看梦，主啊你醒了也必照样轻看他们的影像。这里有一句话，人醒了怎样看梦。
Here it says, as a dream one when wakes.
其实这句话就是说，诗人以前看到的那些这个恶人过好日子啊，这个信神的人受冤枉，他看到的那些是一场梦啊。
So that is to say that what the author has witnessed before, that those wicked people, and it seems that they were living a good life, and those people who trust in God living a sorrowful life, and those are just dreams.
就是无论你在看当时你感到是多么的真实，你感到是多么的痛苦，或者你对那些恶人是多么的记恨，但是这一切都会过去的。这一切都是短暂的，所以它都是像梦一样，是虚幻，是不真实的。
No matter how real you think those things are happening, those wicked people, how you hate them and how you feel grieved about your life, and those are not real. Those are but fantasies and dreams. They will pass away.
接下来这首诗描述的事情，那才是真实的，那就不是梦了，那是真的。
And the following descriptions that in the psalm are real, and they are not dreams.
接下来就说，这些恶人其实神有重重的审判临到他们。
The following passages talk about that for those wicked person, and God's fierce judgment will fall on them.
然后这个诗人就深深的自责呀，深深的自责。他说：“我就无知的，像恨不得像一个畜类一样，我真假分不清了。”
And the psalmist blamed himself deeply, and he said, "I was senseless and ignorant. I was a brute beast before you."
我把这个虚空的东西，我把这个梦里的东西，我把这些短暂虚幻的东西当作真实，我把真实的东西我忘记了。
I took those empty things and those fantasies, those dream-like things as real, and I forgot about the real things, the truth.
然后这个诗人深深地责备他自己。
So the psalmist deeply blamed himself.
接下来就说出非常对神非常美好的赞美，就是二十五节，除你以外，在天上我有谁呢？除你以外，在地上我也没有所爱慕的。我的肉体和我的心肠衰残，但神是我心里的力量，又是我的福分，直到永远。这就是事实，这就是真实，这就是真理。
And those two verses are great praises to God, and those are real things, are truth.
这不是短暂的，这不是虚空的，这不是像一场梦一样，这是永恒的。
Those are not short and temporary. Those are not fantasies or empty. And those are not like a dream. And they are real. And they are eternal.
然后接下来诗人就说，远离你的必要灭亡，凡离弃你行邪淫的，你都要灭绝。但我亲近神是与我有益的，我以主耶和华为我的避难所，好叫我述说你一切的作为。所以在这个诗篇里呢，其实他做了一个对比，告诉人到底什么是真的，什么是假的。
So in this psalm, the psalmist made a comparison and to tell us that what is real and what is false.
这个诗人他自己就说，我以前把那些假的东西、虚幻的东西、梦的东西，哎呀，我把它当作真实了，然后我埋怨神啊，我心里痛苦。
And the author himself said that before I took those empty and vain things and those dream-like things as real, and I even complained to God.
当然了，对于那些恶人来说，他们也把他们在地上的日子当作真实的，他们活的就像没有神一样。
And of course, for those wicked people, and they took their lives on the earth as real, and they lived like there's no God.
他们没有什么永生，没有什么死后的审判。哎呀，我在地上，我怎么样享受，我怎么样过得好，那我就是成功人生，像没有神一样。
Then they think that there's no God and there's no final judgment, and as long as I live a good life on the earth, I'm very successful.
但这是一场梦啊。
But it's a dream.
有一天，所有人会面对真实，诗人会面对真实，这些作恶的人也会面对真实。
And one day, everyone will face the reality, and the author will face the truth, the reality, and those wicked people will have to face the reality.
梦会醒的。
You will have to wake up from your dreams.
所以我们今天来思想耶稣基督是真理，我们要思想到底什么是真，什么是假。我们愿意相信真理，接受真理吗？
So today when we talk about the Jesus is the truth, and we talk about what is real and what is true and what is false, and are we willing to accept the truth or the lies?
这个陈恩帆牧师 Francis Chen 他说过，今天这个世界上有两个最大的谎言，第一个就是告诉你你是好人。
And Francis Chen, Pastor Francis Chen has talked about that there were two scariest lies in the world. One is that you are a good person.
第二个告诉你没有地狱。
The second, he said that there is no such thing as a hell.
其实整本圣经讲地狱，讲地狱的火，讲末日的审判，讲的最多的就是主耶稣基督他自己。
And in the whole Bible, and Jesus talked most about the hell, the terrible fire and the scariness of the hell.
当时魔鬼去诱惑人类的始祖亚当夏娃的时候，就对他们说：“你们不一定死啊。”
And when the devil went to tempt it, deceive the Adam Eve, and he said that you will not surely die.
你违背神，你们不信靠神，你们不一定死啊。
If you are against God, you do not trust in God, you will not surely die.
今天魔鬼同样的对着这个世界上的人来说，啊，耶稣基督圣经说有地狱，那魔鬼说，我告诉你啊，不一定是真的，不一定真的有地狱。
And the devil was speaking the same words to people today, and the Bible said there is a hell, and they said there might not be a hell.
我们愿意相信谁呢？
Who are we willing to believe?
我们愿意相信那些让我们听起来很舒服的谎言，还是我们愿意相信真理？
Are we willing to listen to those lies that will make us feel comfortable, or are we willing to listen to the truth?
好，请弟兄姊妹起立，我们一起来读两处经文。
Let's all stand up and let's read two scriptures.
好，我们先来读约翰福音十八章三十七节。
John 18:37。
约翰福音十八章三十七节起，比拉多就对他说：“这样你是王吗？”耶稣回答说：“你说我是王，我为此而生，也为此来到世间，特为给真理做见证。凡属真理的人，就听我的话。”我们再来读一处经文。哥林多后书四章十八节。
Second Corinthians 4:18。
哥林多后书四章十八节起，原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。我们来祷告。
Let's pray。
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Oh Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you。
感谢你把你的话语赐给我们，让我们借着圣经的话语能够认识主耶稣基督。
Thank you for giving us your word, and through the word in the Bible we can know the Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督是唯一的道路，唯一的真理，唯一的生命，人若不借着主耶稣基督，没有人能够到天父上帝那里去。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is the only way and the only truth and the only life, and no one comes to the Father except through Jesus.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，弟兄姊妹请坐。
Please be seated.